Disney's X-Men 97 creator accuses Marvel Studios of racism. By Paul Bois on January 23, 2025. Bo DeMeo, former showrunner and creator of Marvel's X-Men 97, which airs on Disney's streaming service, has claimed the studio undermined Black people and their stories. In a recent post on X, DeMeo responded to news that a Wonder Man project will likely race-swap a historically white character. I really want this show to be good, but this makes sense as Marvel Studios does not take Black people or our stories seriously. How could they when you have top execs making race jokes about Black writers in notes meeting or saying, well, you can pitch that BC you're Black, he said. DeMeo was previously fired by Marvel Studios due to allegations of misconduct. As Deadline reported last year. Months after DeMeo's exit in March, Marvel/Disney exclaimed in August that he was fired because of the egregious nature of the findings in a misconduct probe. Last month, DeMeo said that he was let go in part because of some LGBTQ fan art he reposed, implying strongly such rigidity is emblematic of the company's inside stance. Rumors at Disney have swirled around photos supposedly sent to X-Men 97 colleagues and accusations of getting too touchy with people on X-Men 97. DeMeo denied the allegations and had his attorney file a lawsuit to invalidate the company's non-disparagement agreement with his severance. The rumors being spread around me online are lies. And they are offensive, but more concerning is that they're a smear campaign designed to discredit my credibility in order to cover up the egregious prejudicial misconduct stretching from select crew members on X-Men 97, all the way to the top at Marvel Studios, DeMeo said at the time. During DeMeo's conversation on X this week, the YouTuber Flash responded by saying, "Woke whites are the fakest of them all. There's truth to this. Worst racism I've experienced in my life has been from well-meaning woke white people. They're also oddly the least receptive to constructive feedback on how they can do better," said DeMeo. When asked if that included Kevin Feige, DeMeo said that it will be revealed in court. "I can't say at this juncture," he said. "But we'll once the court date is closer." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.